بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Before we read the hadith, in this morning's qiraat there was a very striking ayat which I thought I'll just share with everybody for our benefit. Allah Pak says many, many things, beautiful things. Allah introduces Himself. Allah says, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Something for us to ponder over the whole day today. Allah says, Allah is with you wherever you are. اللَّهُ حَاضِرِي اللَّهُ نَاظِرِي اللَّهُ مَعِي. To ponder over this, it will keep a person in check, and it also gives a person a lot of hope. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Wherever you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. In the cave of Thawr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making hijrat, he is being searched for. He tells Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Allah is with us. In front of the ocean, behind him there is Fir'aun. Musa alayhi wa sallam tells his people, Inna ma'ya Rabbi. In this situation, Allah is with me. And in every situation, wa huwa ma'akum, inna ma kuntum. Wherever you are, Allah is there. Allah is your protector, Allah is your helper, Allah is there for you. Also, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Keep yourself in check from sins, because Allah is watching you also. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah sees all that you do. So this is a very, very good muzakara to make within ourselves. Allah Ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq. One hadith for today. There are a few hadith here, the gist of which is the same. عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من ذكر امرأة بشيء ليس فيه ليعيبه به حبسه الله في نار جهنم حتى يأتي بنفاد ما قال فيه. Yesterday we spoke about two words, غيبت and بهتان. غيبت is to speak something true about a Muslim behind his back, and بهتان is slander, something that is false. So this hadith tells us that if you mention something of a person to criticize him, but he doesn't possess that quality that you are criticizing him about, you made it up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish the person that is criticizing by keeping him in Jahannam until he can bring some proof to release him for what he said from the fire of Jahannam. And obviously he won't have any proof, anything to substantiate what he said. So he will be punished in Jahannam. In another hadith, the word that is used, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold him in Jahannam. And كان حقا على الله أن يذيبه يوم القيامة في النار. This word yudhib, Allah ta'ala will punish him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him like sort of melt in the fire of Jahannam. He will be enduring the punishment until he can bring something to substantiate and to prove what he said and release him from this punishment, but he won't be able to bring something to substantiate and to prove that what he said. Therefore, we are warned over and over again that we should be protective over what we say, our words. We should protect our tongues. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is an angel that is waiting. Whenever any word comes out, it is recorded. So we should be very careful of the choice of words and what we say. Allah give us tawfiq.